The Swiss are very afraid of this evidence concerning Switzerland's involvement in the Tunisia terror attacks of 2015, which I've gathered together in this two-hour video, which Swiss immediately deleted in I don't know how many countries. This is a typical Swiss behavior, which they have been doing since the founding of Switzerland on August 1st, 1291 by the Knights Templars to wipe off every fingerprint of any of their numerous crimes against mankind. And especially after World War II, there were quite a few Swiss fingerprints to be removed. Due to my video here on the Swiss fingerprints all over the Tunisia terrorist attack of June 27th, I had the Swiss fascist police banging at our door twice last week on Friday, July 3rd, 2015, and the Wednesday before, by the Swiss cops Hauser and Bartlome. So here you can see it. This content is not available on this country domain to a defamation complaint. And the video, Switzerland's racial profiling and Swiss Islamofascism had many innocent people killed on a beach. They are behind it every time, always the Swiss are behind it, and they want to take away all proofs. So if you can still see this video in your country, maybe the UK or the United States, I would be interested to hear about that if you still can. I don't know how many countries it has been deleted and censored. The Swiss censorship to take away their fingerprints over the crime. You can see there's hardly any video left, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And here's that video where my son is playing the piano. Content inappropriate. Well, why is it inappropriate? And here one more. They all get deleted by the Swiss censorship. And in fact, these here too, I'll show that in a minute. Yeah, in many countries you can't see them anymore. So these are like half deleted, and many more, you know, about the Tunisia attacks related to what happened in Switzerland. These are entirely deleted. The Swiss also deleted 8 other videos, and the video in which my son plays so beautifully the piano, in contrast to the ugly aggressions of the Swiss neighbors, backed up by the Swiss Nazi police and the Swiss fascist justice department. Because it gets kind of hard to criminalize us as an entire immigrant family when we are able to show fine human qualities instead of the filthy Nazi lies with which the Swiss tried to bury us under. So here you can see it. Indigo Child improvisations without piano lessons, making compositions, only 15 years old. They even took this away. It's unbelievable. So this is the 1st of June, it's all in June. May 25th. And here, June 17th. They're all deleted. Everything gets deleted. I think I've proven you all now that the real criminals here are the Huns of the Alps, who constantly try to eliminate all proofs of their crimes against humanity by all means, not stopping for murder, torture and terror. These are the true laws of silence imposed by the Huns of the Alps. There's one too. It's gone, you know. Maybe you can probably see it in the US, but in many countries not anymore. The racial profiling by Swiss Nazi police. It's probably not, I'm not allowed to say Nazi police or something like that. Well, there's no other word for it. I can't find any other word. Yassin Chekahui. So the Swiss don't want anybody here, especially here in Switzerland, to see this. You know, the Swiss police and the fascist justice department, they decide if people can see it or not. It's all being decided by them, you know. It's all completely dictatorship here. And here again, in German, it's gone. It's been deleted, censored by the Swiss dictatorship. It's gone. Well, here it doesn't show anything anymore, but this is the video footage by the Swiss Nazi cops, how they throw Yasin Chikahui on the ground. So the police just decide that the people can't see it, you know, because they don't want to be seen like this. And otherwise, you know, all the Swiss Nazi drawings about black sheep and portraying immigrants like all sort of animals, well, that's no problem, you know. You can they can show it. It will never be deleted. No problem. That's okay for the Swiss, eh? So if I punch here videos in my channel, I don't know, there's about 20-25 videos completely disappeared. All these videos here in between, they're just gone. They're gone. Except the videos how I explained that the biggest Jew killer was an ethnic Swiss. I don't know, these videos seem to stay on. But all these, where I show the Swiss violence, you know, and their terror on me and my family, they're all gone. About 25 videos last month. They just wipe off the fingerprints, you know. It's like being in the middle of that American film, Copland, about a corrupt police force that gradually becomes more and more corrupted and in the end even accept murder for an already forgotten cause. And here in Switzerland, the entire population and the Swiss justice system agree with police terror and Swiss police corruption. It's like living in Copland every day in the name of Nazism and a clean, neutral and innocent Switzerland. So it's even worse than Copland because the entire population collaborates with it. I tell you, the entire Swiss population collaborates with police terror and there's a thick flavor of Nazism on it. So here's my email account attached to my Chatzifratz channel, Chatzifratz. I've got almost 3,000 mails in it. Well, I never look into it anymore because since it's, you know, here, Google Plus, since we have Google Plus, I can't even reply or get any personal messages anymore. And Google Plus is just, it's not useful. You know, if you make a lot of videos and you get so many answers from people, it's really not useful because you have to click so many times if you want to reply, you know. It may be okay if you don't, you know, if you want to chat and don't have many videos, it might be okay to use it, but in my case it isn't, so I don't want it. So I'm just going to show you, well, they came into the spams here, actually, where they deleted my videos, so I have to delete a couple of these here and I'll show you about the deleted videos and the ones who got censored by the Swiss. But they're probably not there anymore, or not all of them are there anymore, you know, because they were in the spams and they just disappear. But I never look into it anymore, it's completely useless. So it says, due to the Swiss censorship, it says entfernt, it means it was deleted. It's all June, July, and here they did some other things. So I have to look at it. I honestly never look into it anymore. So if I click on this one here, deleted, why? Oh yeah, this is the video about my son playing the piano. Oh, they just took it away. Indigo Child Improvisations. Just gone. Doesn't say really why. It says it's not against the community. Well, don't know why. Here it says it was deleted, but I don't get any warning. So, well. And here it says there's a message about a YouTube video. What does it say? Well, it was only deleted Switzerland, you see? Switzerland. And there was this video, the video footage about the arrest of Yasin Chikahui. So the authorities, they'll just say, you know, that in Switzerland the population cannot see this. You know, because it puts the police and the Swiss in a bad light. So they probably tried to delete it all over the world, but YouTube didn't want that. So, yeah, friendly greetings, the YouTube team. Okay, well, that's not too bad. And here too, another one. Well, it's all the same, you know, racial profiling. Switzerland, again. Deleted for Switzerland. It says Verleumdungsbeschwerde. I don't know how to translate. I don't want to think about it. And then there's another one. Again, the racial profiling. Switzerland, again, about that soccer player. And another one. Bob Larson, are the Swiss demon-possessed shapeshifters? So I'm not allowed to ask the question, you know. Switzerland, it's deleted for Switzerland. And here the video footage about the arrest, Switzerland, deleted. And there's another one here. Switzerland, again. And here's another one, deleted. Etc., etc. Here's the militarized Swiss police. Well, the militarized French police are still there, and it was deleted. I did nothing wrong, actually. This one, too, deleted. Swiss Nazi indictments. You know, I filmed the all the papers that the fascist Justice Department sent me. Deleted. They just want to take off the fingerprints everywhere. It says, well, this video here. Only with a certain age you can see it. About the police interrogation, I filmed that as well. The official documents, deleted. All over the world. Well, they definitely have a Swiss, you know. I did it in French, disposition pathologique, de Suisse allemand, deleted, all over the world, even in places where they don't even speak any French. Etc., etc., deleted, all deleted. I have a Swiss person in charge, that's for sure, you know. The complaint will be reviewed. This is to notify you that we received a privacy complaint from an individual. Well, etc., etc. I don't even know what film it is. And here's from my other channel, the email connected to my YouTube channel. I got about 2,000 mails here. I don't do Google Plus, so. Why should I look into it? And they deleted a couple of videos here as well. And here, I don't know why I get it all in German. I said I'm South African in my channel, but apparently because I'm living, well, sort of living in Switzerland. So this video on my channel, Gyuri, Switzerland's racial profiling and Swiss Islamofascism had many innocent people killed on a beach. So the Swiss tried to delete it all over the world, but they can only do it, you know, in Switzerland. So you could see, every time Switzerland, it's deleted. So the rest of the world, there is sort of more liberty of speech, but in Switzerland there isn't, you know. unless you say something bad about immigrants, and it's okay, they don't delete it, you know. It's a dictatorship, and the entire Swiss population agrees with it, you know. It's only about money and hatred. That's what Switzerland is, money and hatred. I'm sorry for this boring video, but I just had to show you about the recent Swiss censorship, and especially how the Swiss government tries to wipe off the fingerprints and the proofs concerning the Swiss involvement in the Tunisia terror attack.